إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O believers, have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that we should be conscious of Him, we should be aware of Him, and we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath. And we shouldn't allow ourselves to die except in a state of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to send blessings and prayers among the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُمْ فِيهَا. That's placed in Surah Hud, ayah number 61. So Allah here is saying that Allah has placed all of us here on this earth. So we shall establish the earth, leave a mark. And this is very interesting because in the Islamic tradition, we have an answer to the question that so many people have. Most people ask this question: why are we here? The ulama and the scholars call this al-as'ila al-kubra, the big questions. Why are we here? What is the reason behind our creation? What is the wisdom behind our creation? What is the wisdom behind our existence as human beings? This is a question that most people, regardless of their faith tradition, regardless of their nationalities, regardless of their race, regardless of their educational status, most people ask this question. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a direct answer to that question in this ayah. The ulama and the scholars said, it's basically two things. Al-amal al-salih in this dunya, wa-thana al-hasan after our departure from this dunya. The ulama said, finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Him while we're alive and leaving a legacy after our death. Leaving a legacy, this concept of leaving a legacy. Let's break this down, inshallah ta'ala. In the Islamic tradition, we have something very unique view about death. As Muslims, we believe that when we die, our bodies will be gone. Our bodies will be gone, completely gone. It means that all of our organs, our limbs, our face, our heart, our liver, our kidney, everything will be completely gone. But in the Islamic tradition, our souls will remain alive. Our souls will remain alive. This is very unique approach, a unique concept, a unique perspective about death that we as Muslimin believe in. So as Muslims, we believe that when the baby in the womb forms, as the baby forms, when they hit 120 days, basically 4 months, Allah sends this soul to that baby to give that baby a life. And then when Allah decides to end that life, He takes back that soul. So the soul is still alive. The body is gone. Right? We agree on this. Now, what is the concept of legacy has to do with this? Well, it has a lot to do with this. It's basically, us as Muslimin have two ages. Actual age, we live 50, 60, 70, 80 years. And then the ulama said, al-umru al-iftiradi. And that is exactly what we leave behind after our death. So our bodies are gone, but there is something that could be alive after our death. And this is exactly this concept of legacy, brothers and sisters. SubhanAllah, thinking about those who left a huge legacy behind. Imam al-Bukhari, how many years he got to live? 70 years. 70 years. And then SubhanAllah, his legacy is still alive. He played a huge role on preserving our deen, our Islam. The hadith, one of the resources of Islam. And then Imam al-Nawawi, how many years got to live? 43 years. And his legacy is still alive. Yes, his body, his organs, his eyes, his tongue, all of this is gone. But his actual legacy is still alive. And that has an effect on his soul that as I mentioned earlier, is still alive. So his soul is still alive. His legacy is still alive. His body is gone. One element of the equation is gone, but the rest is still alive. I want to emphasize this because wallahi, that will give us different perspective of life. And in today's khutbah, I want to talk about one person who also left a huge legacy behind. His name is Sheikh Dawood Faisal. And Sheikh Dawood Faisal is someone who has very interesting life. He actually came as an immigrant from Jamaica, and he landed in New York. And in the early 20th century, he decided to do something for La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. He was thinking about this concept of legacy that he wants to leave behind. So Sheikh Dawood Faisal, he built the first masjid in Bronx. The first masjid in Bronx, in New York. And from there, he established the organization with the name of Black Sunni Movement. And Black Sunni Movement organization gave birth to Darus Salam. And Darus Salam is a very well-known organization that has a huge impact on the Muslims in the U.S. Darus Salam spread this culture and this idea of building masajid and organizations, humanitarian organization, Islamic institutes, educational institutes, and masajid, places of worship. They started this. So Imam Dawood Faisal was the first one to build a masjid in Bronx in United States of America. And then looking at his life is very interesting. This idea of leaving a legacy, wallahi, is essential for us as Muslimin to constantly thinking about it. What can we do based on our capacity? Everyone in this room has different capacity. Sheikh Dawood Faisal was a jazz musician. Sheikh Dawood Faisal was a jazz musician. Thinking about a jazz musician, how this man can leave a legacy. A jazz musician living with some peers of his, and Islam penetrated his heart, decided to leave a legacy, started to speak to his peers about Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the talent to actually approach people with Islam in a very eloquent way. Massive conversion of jazz musicians to Islam, and then Islam is spread widely from this little masjid in Bronx. And subhanAllah, all of his peers and himself were sent from the government to spread the culture of jazz music across the globe. And they found this as an opportunity to actually spread Islam instead. So one of his peers was asked, America is actually using you to spread jazz music culture? He said, in fact, Allah is using me to spread his deen. They thought about leaving a legacy. So again, He was the founder of Black Sunni Movement. Black Sunni Movement gave a birth to the organization of Darus Salam. Darus Salam started spreading Islam widely. You know, from the East Coast, Washington, D.C., all the way down to Atlanta, in the West, to the West in Ohio. Huge impact. And in fact, there's so many great characters were picked up by this organization, Darus Salam. One of them is Wali Akram. Wali Akram is well known in the 90s by a peacemaker among the gangs community. He actually had a peace treaty between the Blood and the Crips in the 90s. He was respected by every single one. He actually even left this legacy, not just to the Muslims, to even the non-Muslims as well. So brothers and sisters, today we need to make a decision. We need to make a decision today. After leaving from this masjid, inshallah ta'ala, what can we do? What can we do that can help us once we go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What can we do that can help us be remembered in our grave? Wallahi, every single one of us has different quality. Different quality. If a jazz musician was able to leave that massive impact on the Muslims in the US right now, we pray in a masjid, and this masjid, and among a lot of other masajid in the history of America was inspired by Sheikh Dawood Faisal. So yes, his body is gone, his limbs are gone, his organs are gone, but his soul is still alive, and his legacy is still alive, meaning that he is still alive right now. Yes, he died about, you know, he was 73 years old, but he's still alive until now. So what can we do so we can leave this legacy, inshallah ta'ala? أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.